Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me, in no particular order, are the players and their level 4 characters. Brandon.
I'm Ikurok Poonflay,
level 4 Bloodhunter Half-Orc.
Caleb.
My birth name is Caleb. The name I've adopted is Kaito Atata. I am the Warforged Barbarian, level 4.
Tomo.
Tomo, I'm playing Steve Tehiman.
I'm a level 4 Human Ranger.
Brayden.
I am Beleg Degar, half-elf Hexblade Warlock, also level 4.
P.S. We have a badger.
Krizzlik.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards, you hear the unmistakable sound of a Gnoll warhorn. Look at you guys with your little Sherlock Holmes hat on and your little magnifying glass.
Let's solve a mystery.
Beleg summons his glaive. He puts like a firm but not aggressive hand on the girl's shoulder. And I want to try and say, we're going to protect you from this. But just in case we never see you again, I need to know the names of the previous owners.
You could ask the administrator.
All right, thank you.
Who's the administrator?
Always the one in the brown cloak.
Never trust a man in a brown cloak.
Do we know what direction it's coming from?
From the main eastern road is a huge formation of bandits.
Oh, fuck.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
From behind you, you hear boots and armor, and you see what can only be the quartermaster and a whole bunch of his men.
Jesus fuck.
Don't kill the knights.
Rob over here working with a Game of Thrones style war budget.
Yeah. There seems to be amongst the kobolds who are tearing through this group of commoners here, there seem to be a couple of standout figures who have taken up arms as well. The crowd is dispersing as quick as they can, but the first couple hundred here that were caught unawares are being torn apart.
Let's roll.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Cool. All I know is we gotta take down these two head honchos so we can scare the fuck out of these kobolds to get them to scatter.
We got one.
Yeah. We just need this other guy.
Yeah. This.
Or the other. Twin. Yeah.
Okay, so Steve and the owl, you guys are up.
Are we gonna fall back?
Well, Kaito is...
I got nowhere to fall back, really.
Okay. Yeah, he's engaged, so...
Yeah.
We're fighting.
We are doing it. All right, let's do this.
I feel like we're going to pick a side, too.
We'll see. I might just sit down in peaceful protest.
And start knitting.
Yeah.
Just knit with the entrails of the victims.
Yeah.
Solas flies up as far as he can go. And I think is taking the evasive or dodge action.
Up and away.
Okay. And Steve, what are you doing high in the sky? The Jebruary sun beats down on you guys. You've had your short rest. You feel mostly 90% up there. And Steve, you're up.
I'm shifting over and I'm chucking two daggers.
Are you throwing it at Brother Mohawk? Brohawk?
There we go.
The bloodied.
So the bloody dude gets one, and then this guy gets one.
Nice.
So Brohawk gets numero uno. That misses.
Damn it. I was hoping you'd kill him.
And number two gets hit for 15.
Oh, the kobold.
Yeah. Yep.
15 hits.
Yeah. Take that, kobold.
Ooh. Suck it, kobold.
So that is 16 damage.
Ouchie. I mean, it looks like it pierced him right in the chest. A well-placed dagger. And you are up there on the edge of the roof there, Steve. Anything else in your move?
Nope. That's as far as I can move.
Okay.
16. Rook, you are up. Behind you is the marching footsteps of the quartermaster and his cadre.
Well, first I'm going to turn around and say, come on, boys. And then I'm going to move slightly to the right so that way I can let them storm through. And I'm going to take aim at Big Brother Mohawk over there and shoot a second arrow at him with my longbow.
Hopefully, all right. Roll up your longbow shot.
Oh, God damn it. It misses. It flies about 10 feet and goes directly into the ground with the sweet 5.
Yeah, again, it's arrows, a man. Sad whiz and twang and glances off the cobblestones of Polb Plaza. Anything else? Rook, you want to move more? And as you make way, yeah, these guys start charging past.
I'm good. I'm good.
Kaitoa.
Yeah.
The crowd has dispersed. Your foe here that you clove into his helm still right in front of you. And nasty little kobold scurry about.
Yep. Same guy, barbarian. But I'm gonna use my -5 +10. I forgot to use that last time, which is the dumbest thing ever.
So -5 to hit, +10 to damage.
Yeah.
Reckless attack.
Sorry. And my reckless attack.
Have you heard about the reckless attack?
Well, I didn't want to use it last time because I had the advantage, but then I forgot to take my -5 +10.
Do you have a moment of time to talk about your reckless attack?
Have you heard the good word?
Ding dong!
So 17.
This gnoll, primarily armed with a bow here, is a little bit slow as he reacts to the crowd leaving. You meet his eyes. Your axe swings down and glints.
I'm sure this will kill him. 14 for damage.
He's goner.
Yep. Okay, and that means I get a bonus roll because my great weapon mastery.
Okay, your axe bounces out of this gnoll body, ready to strike again within... what range do you have to be to strike the next guy?
I think it would be just within 5 feet, so the guy next to me.
Well, this kobold here is definitely within range.
Yeah. Well, he's getting hit.
Nice.
13 for that my hits. Attack. Thank God.
And you catch this kobold as his slithery gray tail darts in between fleeing commoners.
14 again.
He is reduced to kobold goo.
Nice.
Okay.
Barbarian.
All right. Beleg, show's yours.
All right. I gotta double check the movement here.
To your left, these city guards are moving in. And gaining just a little bit on the crowds and almost in range. A couple of these guys armed with crossbows are starting to take shots over the head of the fleeing crowds. And ahead of you, yeah, this couple dozen gnoll and kobold army that have appeared here out of backpacks are now being reinforced by these bandits from the Western Road.
All right, well, I am going to... Road. Eldritch Blast the kobold that I am pulsing on.
Okay, roll up your creepy magic.
Fuck! It's a 14.
That will decimate this kobold's AC.
Sweet. In that case, I'll roll my d10. And it's a 7.
This kobold takes a shuddering, staggering step and falls prone to the side and kind of curls up as your eldritch blast ends his slithery life.
Love those squishy little fucks.
What you doing next, half-elf?
What do I do next? I've already moved, so that's the end of my turn.
And that, as the party releases its spring-like maneuvers on the foes in front of it, that cues in these guardsmen as they clash inwards.
To battle! Draw your sword!
And most of these guys seem to be armed with hatchets and swords and crossbows, and the crossbowmen are firing pretty willy-nilly. Fire! You feel like you might be seeing a couple of commoners being taken down, but they are dealing damage, and a lot of the kobolds and the gnolls here in the crowds are taking damage to the north of you guys. However, immediately to your east, these 15, 16 or so bandits are now moving right up, and a couple of these lancers launch up upon an abandoned wagon and seem to be throwing lances into the crowd, and a couple of them are also coming your way, party. 17 plus 2, 19, Mr. Kaitoa. 8 damage.
And it's halved.
4 damage. And this lance takes a piece clean off. You know, just a thumb's worth. But this lance takes a mean piece of you.
All right.
And a couple other lances, Steve, are coming flying up at the roof at you. You have been spotted. Ugh. This lance flies way over your head.
I make a mental note as to who threw that lance at me.
Okay. It is the fellow who jumped on top of the four-wheeled wagon, who has like a sort of like a green top and bottom on under his gray plate armor.
Jesus, Olympic thrower here. I guess I just wave at him. I'm not throwing daggers that far.
And this wave of brigands and bandits is quickly overwhelming the scene. We are back to the top of the order. Steve, and then, Stolas, then Steve, or one of
Stolas.
You.
Stolas, yeah. So how many gnolls are in the area here? Because the kobolds, I don't really give a shit about.
The guy with the purple is the...
He's an old
brother Mohawk.
Yeah. Okay.
He's the twinsy of the first guy he took out.
Who's like the other leader of the kobold, or gnolls.
So...
Yeah, you guys see a couple distinct casts of gnoll, these gnoll archers, these fearsome sort of gnoll twin captains, of which you've taken down at least one, and then these gnolls wielding bucklers and hatchets and swords. The commoners are no match, and they are falling. As you guys assess your enemies again, they're falling like leaves in autumn.
Hey, okay. Rob, what about these other knight guys that are kind of over by the
guillotine?
Yeah.
Rook, you see a fellow with a mace of some sort, a long mace, and a flat helmet, and a great shield. You see another fellow with no helmet on. He's got a medium sword, and you see a knight, clearly a knight with a black cape and he's in full armor. And these guys seem to have appeared from the crowd.
So Stolas messes with the Mohawk guy here. And then... Oops.
Is that the fly in the face with talons move?
Yep. And then I'll shift over and put two in him. But I'm going to aim for both of his eyes. With other attack. Oh, first one is a nat 20, so I'm not rolling advantage on that one.
Whoa.
So that is... I guess it's only 2d4, so that's 6 plus 15, 21.
21 total damage?
Yeah, for the first shot.
It was, he is punctured somewhere pretty important. And describe how you've killed this guy.
I put the dagger right on his wet knoll nose. And then second attack, that is a 18.
Okay, you line up a hatchet knoll.
Yeah, this dude.
18 against knoll hide armor hits, and there is just blasting dagger through armor, deal damage.
Yeah. Is 13.
And you've hit him in the left thigh. Although he was running to aid some of the forward ranks here, you have stopped his advance, and he's going to be slowed.
That's it for me.
Rook. As the battle unfolds in front of you, most of these armored city guards have made their way into the fray. A couple of them seem to be holding back.
Okay, I am going to look at them and urge them forward. And as I do that, I'm going myself forward and take aim at Mr. Green Tights over at the...
Mr. Green Jeans?
You can do it.
Mr. Green Tights. And try to put an arrow somewhere close to him. 17.
You're going to hit.
Yes. Finally. All right, so 1d8 on that bow and arrow coming at him. And that's a 7 plus 2, so 9.
9 damage.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, this fellow takes an arrow where?
A knee.
I do like his green tights that he's got on, so I do aim it somewhere at the legs.
Okay, so you're shooting this guy who stood up on the four-wheeled wagon?
Yes, sir.
Just above the knee.
Find the area, yeah.
Okay, with your Noel longbow scope, you just take this guy down off the wagon. He looks in terrible shape. What else you got in your rook?
That's it. I'm good.
Okay, as the battle rages on and a lot of the crowd has at least cleared up into the gallows, the sound of swords and armor is starting to erupt now as clashes between these kind of lightly armored skittering kobolds and these yipping and yappering gnolls and the city guard all around you fill the air.
Who's up?
I believe I am.
Kaitoa.
That's that triple gonna... talking, Rob.
Yeah, that's slow and steady.
I'm going for this guy.
Snail mail?
That guy that Steve hit, the slow guy. I'm just going to reckless attack. Try and crush this dude. 15 to attack.
15 is going to hit.
Okay. I get 11 plus 10, which is 21 plus 5, 26 damage.
I think we are going to see some serious explosion of body parts.
He's gone. He's just gone.
He gone. And then I'm going to use, because he's gone, I'm going to use my extra attack on this kobold right beside me.
Okay, the neighboring kobold is still skittering away, tries to avoid your hit roll against AC.
15? Oh, sorry, 17.
That is.
Okay. It's just my d12, a 10 for damage.
You are buttering the stones of Polk Plaza with a kobold jam.
Yeah.
Into one foe and into the next. Beleg, you're starting to see most of the first ranks in range here be decimated, and the wave of brigands looms now nearer and nearer.
Right, well, I think I made a square here.
I notice. I feel like that's like you're starting to think about a shatter spell.
Preemptive shatter spell.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
So delicious.
So those are the guys I can hit with my shatter. So I'm going to cast shatter on those six.
All right. You identify a group of four scurrying kobolds arrayed differently than the kobolds you saw a week or more ago in Bool, but kobolds nonetheless, and as well two gnolls, fearsome and gibbering. Yep, yep. And you cast your shatter.
So they've got to do a constitution saving throws.
Okay, the gnolls together. That's 8. That's not going to do it.
Nope.
And the kobolds 5.
Nope. Sweet.
And you see this plate mail knight with the black cloak. As he was about to take a swipe at one of these kobolds, he sees the whole group start to
explode.
Well, we'll see. So I rolled the first d8, and it was an 8. That's a 2. And that's a 3. So that's 13 damage to all of them.
All four of the kobolds in order of proximity to you, Beleg. So the first two that are equidistant from you, pop, pop, and then pop, pop, as they move towards this knight with the black cloak. The gnolls both sputter black blood from inside them. They fall to the floor, and you have left a mess of kobold entrails.
Suckers. How do the gnolls look?
Bloodied, and probably one of them has fallen here. The one with the hatchet here has fallen prone.
Awesome.
Boom.
All around you, the sounds of battle carry on, folks. How's everybody feeling? Pretty pretty healthy?
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah. Far.
I think we're going to definitely have the party here see the bandits rally.
Yeah, remember I'm at disadvantage.
The couple of kobolds around you, Kaitoa, see a target they feel they can gang up on.
Okay.
And they form a pack, as kobolds are wont to do, and do indeed.
Oh, four dice.
And I have advantage on all these?
All three, yeah. And an AC of 16. Or, sorry, 15.
Oh, thank God. Really? 15? 16 is a 2-hit. And I'm going to half it?
Yeah, yeah.
You take 6 damage. And that's already right. Halved.
Okay.
But it's not the end for you, Kaitoa. This gnoll in your proximity and the first wave of bandits that are entering the scene also join the fray and see you as a likely target. 18 is going to hit.
Yep.
16 is going to hit.
Fuck.
Next one is not going to hit. Okay. Brigand, 7 damage. Gnoll, takes a shot right at your upper section. 9 damage.
Both halved, right?
Both halved.
8 damage, right?
I think it's rounded down. So it's 3 and then 4, so 7.
Oh, yeah.
What are your hit points at?
37.
After that?
37.
Okay.
I'm okay for a bit. Yeah.
Okay.
I still got one of my little health potions, too.
I'll just bomb in as many as I can from above.
Well, I think I'm good. The fact I still have 37, I have only lost 10 or 11 hit points off my max. I got 37 to go. I can keep taking a licking for a while.
It's a wonderful barbarian rage.
The second wave of bandits and brigands seems to join up with a latecomer of the Knoll wave, and they are all engaging right where the shattered kobolds remain.
Step into the square.
You know, paint the square scarlet and gray and black with their foul blood. And it looks like the quartermaster's brigade or his cadre here is coming in full force. And crossbow bolts are flying. Swords are being unsheathed and dug into all sorts of appendages and bodies. It's unclear now who's actually winning in this battle. In front of you, Beleg, you take a couple of Knoll arrows. 5 plus 2 is not going to do it. 6 plus 2 is not going to do it. Arrows bury themselves in beside you. To the left, to the right. And finally, Steve, you are also going to take an arrow up on the top. 16 plus 2, 18 versus AC.
Oh, that definitely does it.
And an arrow flies into your shoulder.
Ow.
6 damage.
Okay.
You see a lot of blood flying. Steve, you're up.
Alright. So the Stolassian one flies in. Fucks with that bandit that just joined the fight. Does a little help thing. And swoops out. Whoop. And I'm going to throw a dagger in his eye. And the second one as well. 12 is the best roll that I have for that one.
Against a Knoll or a kobold? Or a brigand?
Brigand.
It, your dagger there, Steve, does not hit this brigand. In fact, he manages to kind of jump out of the way.
Okay, second one. Yeah, no, both miss.
Yikes.
I got a 9 for the second one. Yeah.
Rook, you're up. The fray in front of you is ferocious.
Hey, well, I'm going to pull out another arrow and take aim at the brigand to Kaitoa's left there.
Okay, you draw back your longbow for a third or fourth time. Take aim. And loose an arrow.
Oh, god damn it. 9. Son of a bitch.
Again.
Not gonna hit.
This guy who just dodged a couple of daggers from the rooftop from our friend Steve. And you can see Steve up there, Rook, hailing down. This bandit is quick-footed, and he dodges your arrow, too. You can move. Yeah, you can do anything at all.
I'm going to move. And I'm going to look back at those guys that are hanging back, tell them to move the fuck up, start fighting.
Okay, you're yelling back at some of these folks who are holding back?
Yes, sir. Get your asses into battle.
You see some grumbling and furtive glances between them. There's clearly an older soldier-looking gentleman there, and he looks right back at you, Rook. Doesn't move.
Okay. I'm gonna give him the finger and tell him to get the fuck in there.
Oh, shit! Roll intimidation.
I'm gonna scare the shit out of this guy. That's gonna be, 13.
You have made an impression on this, what looks like a, maybe some sort of a sergeant here. Although they are not moving, they now all draw their weapons and begin to form up.
Damn straight. That's it for me.
Kaitoa!
Okay.
Yeah, you are now definitely recoiling a bit from these last rounds of blows.
Can I take my inspiration right now? Does it work as far as giving you advantage in a fight?
Mechanically, it's the same as advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. You don't have to call it unless you miss.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, don't call it until you fudge.
All right. Well, that's surprisingly generous.
That's inspiration, baby.
I cannot use my reckless attack and not be at a disadvantage for a turn if I take it. So, okay. So, yeah, I'm going to take my -5 +10, and I am going to attack this kobold in front of me. And it is a... fuck.
Advantage roll?
Yeah, I'm going to take that inspiration.
Now take inspiration.
19.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll do it.
Okay. I got a 23 for damage on the kobold.
That is going right through some sort of very important connecting part of this guy's body.
Okay, so he died? He dead?
Yeah, he go to no more live land.
Okay, I'm turning to the injured brigand right beside me, and I'm going to use my bonus attack on him. It is a 21.
Oh, fuck. He holds his buckler up and to no avail. Deal damage.
17 damage.
His buckler is shattered into splinters and right through his defenses. You have destroyed him.
Sweet. Nice. That was like the best attack roll or damage roll I've had.
Kaitoa, the pile of bodies around you is starting to look like a small sandbag wall.
Sweet. About time.
That's just partial cover.
Like, once again, you are bathed in gore.
Beleg, you're up. To your right, you just hear the sound of chopping as Kaitoa makes quick work of several foes.
Well, I'm going to get in there with him and Eldritch Blast this little kobold fuck.
Go for the brigand.
Am I going to go for the brigand? I can go for the brigand.
They hit harder.
Yeah, sure, I'll go for the brigand. I can oblige.
And we might be able to scare off the kobolds.
Just a giant fucking construct covered in blood.
I rolled a 19 plus 5, so a 24.
Nice. I was a little worried for a second that I was going to get killed.
Eldritch Blast on the brigand flanking Kaitoa.
Yeah.
That's only 5 damage.
He shudders under your Eldritch Blast and does not look too well. In fact, some of the kobolds immediately turn around. They hear this odd, eerie shriek in the air as your blast hits its target, and they are momentarily distracted.
Fuck yeah.
Those first kobolds, they're distracted. You Kaitoa, they're all going to take swipes, but they're going to do it at disadvantage.
Tender.
So I take the worst 3. One of these kobolds, sneaky little fucker, comes up and jabs his spear right into you, Kaitoa. 6 damage, halved is 3.
Wow. Fuck. Cheeky.
The brigand second wave here roars onward, and reinforced and reinvigorated, those couple gnolls there are bearing down on some of the crowd. A couple of them are making their way to the gallows. A couple of them seem to have run off towards where the children's puppet show was. And one of these folks, the knight, with the black cape who witnessed a miraculous shatter event in front of him seems to be being pummeled into the ground, and gnolls are now gnawing at his flesh and rending armor and limbs, and he goes down in a terrible spray of blood, and there's a lot of damage being dealt up there, and there's a lot of damage being dealt immediately to you, Beleg. Four brigands break off as they see this knight guy get dispatched, and
I get attacks of opportunity on all of them.
Yeah, they're going to form up here, and first see if you can dodge an arrow or two.
Wait, man, come in.
Oh, 16.
I think that meets it. Yeah, that meets the breastplate. Fuck.
You got a breastplate? Oh, five. So 16 meets it. Okay.
That's right.
Five damage.
All right.
And an arrow flies towards you and hits its mark. And a second arrow, critical failure, shoots high into the sky. And you said as well, Beleg, you were going to take an opportunity attack?
Well, if they come to attack me, I get an automatic attack of opportunity with my polearm mastery. So anytime anybody enters a melee range.
Three brigands who are going to enter melee range. And so do you take an opportunity attack against each of them?
As far as I understand.
Go for it, then.
Personal bubble. Stabbing them off.
So that's a 13 against one of them. I don't know which one is which, though. It would be in order of who you attack me with first.
These three brigands charging at you, Beleg, have like these pink bandanas on, these like pink armbands or something.
Yeah,
they're fierce.
Yeah, and they're well coiffed, well maintained, but thirsty and bloodthirsty, to be sure.
The Southeast Pulp dandies.
Don't mess with the dandies.
Do any of them have a who am I attacking first? Who's gonna attack me first?
Is this fellow here wielding a cudgel.
Alright, well, it's 13 against him.
That does not hit.
Ooh, next one's a 9. Last one's an 18.
The third one hits, and the fellow on the right with the buckler
takes 4 damage.
Okay, he takes 4 damage. And what were you dealing with? What weapon were you dealing that with?
My hexglaive. I rolled a 1 on my shit. D10.
So as these guys approach you, you whip your hexglaive, and on your third swipe, you make contact with this brigand, and he is slashed.
Big ol' 4.
Ouch. You now see the main fray there. Those folks who you tried to motivate a bit, Rook, are indeed moving up. The crowd is trying in vain to move away. The whole battle seems to be shifting a little bit towards the gallows, and the children scream as the puppet show master takes his wares and starts to run away. And one of the gnolls takes a shot over there, and he's going to hit the puppet master in the back.
No!
Oh, the kids are screaming. Steve, you're up on the roof. And you've taken a little damage up there, but you were still mostly... You've only been spotted by a couple of the ranged enemies here.
Yeah. Well, I've still got people in range where I'm at, so I'm going to... Boop. Little alley guy, fuck with the bandit here. And then... Swoop. And he's gonna take the first awesome dagger.
Okay, this brigand doesn't know what's
totally
coming.
Totally mess with that. So, fuck. Offhand dagger, fuck. That finally hits. 21.
Yeah, that pierces right through.
Good lord. So that is 13.
13 damage.
13 damage.
Okay.
Put it in his eye.
He is dead, and as his eye opens wide to receive your munition, yeah, staggers back dead.
Sweet. And I make little, like, pew, 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 pew.
Pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
Rook, you are up, and you are witnessing, again, still that wave of melee fighters crash together, crossbow bolts, and a couple of throwing lances being thrown from either side. Oh, at least 17 or 18 townsfolk and commoners, bodies lying on the ground, a little bit of moaning, and certainly the fight shifting and moving in front of your eyes.
Okay. I'm more concerned about our party than I am the villagers, so I'm not
Kaitoa
really
holding his own, Beleg, a couple foes in melee range, Steve, guy on the roof.
Yeah. Sniping. These other guys are melee there. The lancers are there. Well, I'm going to take an attack with another arrow and try to hit somebody here, finally. And I'm going to go for the this guy who's right in the middle of the three that are right in front of Beleg. Give me something good. Give me something good. That would be 16.
That hits.
Yes. God damn it. Finally. All right. And 7 damage.
So finally, your arrow arcs through the sky and pierces this guy right through the chest. And he falls dead on the cobblestones.
Sweet. I'm going to, as he does that, I'm going to like almost jump up.
Fist pump.
Yeah, and then I'm actually going to move, let's go another 30 feet closer. And I'm going to put away my crossbow because I'm frustrated with it, and I'm going to unsheathe my short swords.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Okay, you took somebody down there. Kaitoa, you're up. You see a body hit the ground from a long shot from behind you and just within your range. Yeah, you got some backup now. You got Rook now entering the scene.
So the brigand right beside me to my left, is dead.
I made his brain different.
Right. I guess.
As in less.
I'm gonna take the kobold in front of me, the non-injured one.
Okay, these kobolds are still like around your ankles, Kaitoa, taking prods and pokes at you.
I'm gonna practice my golf swing.
Nice.
Take a nice big swing at these. So there's two right in front of you and one behind you.
Okay, so I'm going to reckless attack.
All have these like reed and wood forearm shields.
Yeah, and I'm taking the same minus 5 plus 10.
Okay.
I have a 12 for attack.
That hits. You're lucky.
I know. So the first non-injured kobold, I'm going to take a 24.
Destroyed.
Yeah.
You come in like a baseball bat, low and across a nice arcing plane.
Can you show us how far he flew?
And as you cleave through this guy, yeah, I mean, there's kobold like just high in the air, and then your second attack?
The guy right beside him.
Of course.
It's like in a video game when the body dies, like the character dies and ragdolls, but then like just bugs out and flies out.
just catches in the air.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's just like
15
skittering off all over the place.
15
I'm
against AC.
Like the old golf games where you've got the sliding hit meter and he just like hits it perfectly and you hear a little voice go, "Nice shot."
Yeah. So 15 to attack on the second kobold.
Yeah, right through his armor.
And it is an, what is it? 21.
You have killed this guy two times over. He is just like a mirror image. Wabash, wabash. You are just cleaving through nice, juicy cantaloupes.
Yeah, but now I'm at a disadvantage.
Okay. Anything else for you, Kaitoa?
No, I'm content.
Also, I got this up, guy right behind me. Beleg.
Yeah, it's back to me. All right. I am going to attack this guy with my glaive.
With my glaive.
Good fucking god. I'm going to use inspiration on that.
Yeah.
Let's use
it. Wow, it's even worse.
No.
I rolled a 4 plus 5, which is a 9, and then I just rolled a 2. Plus, I've had some. That's two sessions in a row that I've had terrible rolls. Burned inspiration. Let me quickly tick that inspiration off of my. Yeah.
Just burn through them, man. Just like chainsaw.
Yeah, apparently we get them pretty often.
Yeah, okay, I'll use another inspiration because that's just disappointing.
Burn it!
Yeah.
Well, that one worked better. That was a 20. 15 plus 5.
Yeah, your glaive is finding flesh.
Alright. And that's an 11. That's 11 damage.
On the pink armband bandana crew, are you going with the guy who was already staggering and damaged a bit?
Yeah.
He just gets impaled on your glaive. Is that like a pole arm? Is that a 10-foot reach?
Yes.
You have kebabbed this brigand.
Awesome. I would use my bonus action to attack this guy, but instead I'm going to look at that guy and then move ever so slightly so he has to come back into my range and take an attack of opportunity again.
Okay, you're dancing around. You're staying just outside of the range of the last of the pink bandana crew.
Yeah, so I guess I want him to have to come within my 10-foot radius again.
Okay. Anything else, Beleg? You've moved. You've dealt some death.
Nope.
All right. The brigands swarm in now upon Kaitoa. Within only, say, 10 feet or so of approaching Kaitoa, up to your left and towards the gallows and the center of Pole Plaza with the huge statue of the hero Bergen erected in the middle of the plaza here. The city guard are not doing well. You see them being overrun by the combined forces of the kobolds and the brigands and the gnolls who have survived the initial onslaught. That first man who stood out from the crowd, who was shredded by gnolls, is not the only one. There seems to be this guy wielding a large mace who has also been overwhelmed and dismembered in front of you. There are only a couple of city guard here who have not engaged yet. They're still holding back.
Fucking pussies.
Shatter the lot of them.
Yeah. You can see that I am currently measuring distance.
Yeah.
Aim for the back of the party, and wherever you hit, you hit.
Whatever you hit, will hit. Que sera, sera.
It's like, if the City Watch is losing, anyone who's in there is probably going to get taken out anyways.
I can hit a fair amount.
I think Stevie's up next, isn't he?
Yeah, I think Steve's first in the order.
Yeah, Steve's first.
You are up at the top of the order, guys. Steve, your targets are diminishing in front of you, but still several.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the guy that's directly under the owl gets shit on.
You have a help advantage on that?
Yep.
Go for
it. The owl takes a shit on him as he's just right underneath him. So first attack
That real Gordy shit.
15.
That hits.
You. 17 damage.
This brigand goes down immediately. You seem to have achieved some sort of critical hit on this guy.
Yes.
And there's a plume of scarlet spray coming up from his jugular.
And one more dagger to his buddy right next to him. Ugh, miss.
And a dagger whooshes by his bro. Okay, Stolas flutters away, and you are up. Rook, you're in range of the pink bandana crew.
Oh, yeah. Southside daisies? Southside daisies? I'm going to go after that Southside daisy.
Okay.
So I move out. And I'm going to make my dual-wheel lean attack. So.
Oh, fuck. You storm up on this guy.
Yeah, bud. So first one is a swipe, and that'll be a 17.
That's a hit.
My second one will come through. Ooh, that one's not going to hit. That's a 4. So my first sword... 5 damage on the first one.
Okay, well, you hack like a fist-sized chunk of bandit flesh. In fact, it looks like you hacked out the exact part of his arm that had the pink armband on it.
Nice. Is that his shield-holding one or his arm?
His weapon-holding arm. So his weapon-holding arm is dangling by a fleshy, bony...
Nice.
It's quite gross.
Oh, perfect. Can I, with a minor action, just kind of take my hand and rip it off?
Sure. You do that.
Sure. Then I'm going to throw it at one of his buddies.
All right. So as you... I'll make you make one roll dexterity. Just make a quick dexterity check.
Oh, 14.
Okay. So without even sheathing one of your swords, you take the tip of your sword, release the arm, and kind of flick it towards his buddy.
Yeah, perfect. This guy over here.
28 feet. This thing flies into the air. And
just his severed hand whirling in the air.
You are, Rook, you are up Kaitoa.
Yeah. This one kobold... was distracted and turned around. So am I able to move without attack of opportunity from him?
So you will either not incur an attack of opportunity if you leave that kobold who turned it back to you. He was distracted by the Eldritch Blast. Or you can take advantage on him.
Yeah, okay. I don't really want to waste my time on this kobold right now.
Take on the brigand.
Yeah, exactly. And then this guy that stole a shit on is dead, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's laying there dead with poop on his face.
Right. He's just got owl shit on his face and a dagger like a fucking cherry on top of it.
Alright. So I'm going after this center brigand.
That's the buddy I threw the arm at, isn't it?
No, I think...
Or no, I was...
This shitty dude, yeah. I wonder if that would have affected him.
Right, if like Rook was all in there, like Top Chef, Ginsu 9000, yeah. Just sort of shishing, shing, a diced arm.
So I'm not going to take my reckless. I'm going to go in and do my minus 5 plus 10 on this, or the brigand in the center of the party.
Okay.
And I have a 16.
That hits.
Sweet. Ooh, I'll take it. 11 plus 10, 21 plus 3, or plus 5, 26.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Damage?
Yeah. 11 was my d12, my plus 10, and then my plus 5, because I have 3 to slashing, plus my rage.
Okay, you have a... You've got all kinds of ways to end the life in front of you.
Did that kill the guy in front of me?
Yeah, he's like he's so far below his hit point threshold, couldn't even resurrect him.
Okay, I'm my second hit is
going to turn like the head of your axe to a flat and just like crush his head into his body.
My second bonus attack is going to the guy closest to Steve.
Go for whack.
15.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how much that hurts?
15 to attack, probably.
That hits.
Ah, another 11. Yes. what is that? 16
damage. 16 damage. This guy also is collapsing, bearing the full brunt of this great axe, you know, going in and raising up and going back into bodies. And this guy also, you've killed. He's dead.
What? Sick.
You're having a fucking night over there.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. the inspirations and like, yeah, that minus 5 plus 10. It's just like smashy, smashy.
That great weapon master is pretty
funny. Yeah.
Okay, so Kaitoa, there's a, again, everywhere you step, a pile of bodies mounted.
Yep.
So the two guys right in front of you are dead now.
Yep.
All right, Beleg, you're now, Rob. Yeah, oh, hey, wow, yeah, you're now flanked by Rook, so you have a kobold right in striking range, and otherwise lots of screaming and battle and gurgling to your left as the city guard are slowly being overwhelmed, but your party now is rallied together.
Do you see the circle I made?
Oh, yeah, no, I see it. Oh, shit. Yep. So you are identifying that melee fray.
That's my shatter range. Yeah, yeah. So I could probably hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, probably hit everybody here. I just want to know how many of those in the square that I've got here that like, can identify as brigands versus like the town militia.
You have two of the town guard in your circle of shatter.
Okay. And
they look to be the healthier of the group, you know, scattered around them like seven or eight corpses of their brethren. You got a couple of fresh looking city guard in your target zone there, in your drop zone, Beleg. And what is that? Oh, I don't know, seven or eight baddies.
Which ones are the good ones? Is this guy good? Okay, now.
Yep. So if you adjust Beleg as you really look carefully at this crowd of people, you adjust your shatter, and let's say you'll deal the least damage possible to these city guards at the extremity. Now that you have focused your blast.
All right, then I shatter these fucks. Make the checks.
Oh shit!
Oh shit, mama!
Oh shit, mama!
Oh, shit, mama.
They gotta make their constitution saving throws.
These guys get to make a con saving throw?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. 14 do it?
Oh, fuck, it does.
Oh, shit. That beats it?
13 is the okay. DC.
So what, they'll take half?
Yeah, it's half damage on.
Okay. All right, this group here is going to be under the influence of the shatter spell. Not a pleasant thing.
11. 15.
Hey!
Always round up, right?
So half of 15?
8.
Okay, so yeah, all these guys, you know, have that familiar look that you, the party, know, where they're kind of like rupturing a little bit internally. Not dying from the shatter spell is maybe worse than dying from it. These guys look terrible.
Bueno. Steve, you should Hail of Thorns those. Oh, no, they're way out of your range, aren't they?
I also don't have any spells.
You don't? We all short rested. You've already used them?
I don't get my spells back on short rests, long rests.
Oh, shit. No, I guess you're not a warlock.
Nope.
Warlock life.
Yeah, that's thanks. Short rest life.
Beleg, you've now dealt this magic blow to the battle at large. A lot of damage. Kaitoa,
yep.
You're gonna have a bandit brigade just fucking swarm you.
Okay.
And what am I going against here?
15.
19. One hit. 12. No hit.
Halved. Oh, seven. You're still doing all the no attacks. Hit. Yeah.
Ooh, 17, so 19. That's two hits. Oh, fuck, that's three hits. So you have three of these brigands, bandits, now emboldened by their numbers, take an encircling maneuver on you, Kaitoa. And, you know, like three guys, you know, like the three guys on the anvil, all hitting the same piece of metal?
Yeah.
Whack, 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 whack. And like, don't hit your buddy. Here we go.
Just three guys.
Okay, that's a total of 22 damage. So half is 11.
11. Okay. That's still a pretty solid hit.
Yeah.
Beleg, you're going to take a high arcing lance to the face. 16. That hits you.
Fuck, beats it, beats it.
And you're new. That's the second time.
Oy.
It's a bit uninspiring. 5 damage.
Hey, for a guy that only has 22 health, that's inspiring enough.
And, Rook, is there still a wily pink bandana, one-armed guy with a buckler writhing around in front of you?
Yeah, he's got no weapon.
He takes his buckler and punches you in the face. 15 plus 2 is 17.
Yeah, it hits.
6 damage.
Oh, shit.
6?
And then
I just imagine him as like Monty Python, you know, like the knight with no
arms.
No arms or limbs.
The
just
black
biting
knight.
At me. Yeah. Yeah, just biting at me.
What are you gonna do? Bleed on me?
Gnashing. Gnashing at you. And then the gnolls, you see abandon most of these guys who they have been gnawing away at, who do not look good. And even the couple that you've engaged, who've made it out of the fray, seem to now be running for the gallows. And you see a couple of these gnolls and brigands clearly start running to pick up Randy Quickshanks' limbs.
They just want to pick up his limbs.
Something going
on. They just
want
to bury their friend.
I don't know. Can Stolas take a look at that? Why, yeah, like what they're doing with Quickshank's limbs?
I guess he could roll a perception, but.
No, I mean, like, can he follow them?
Yeah, if they try and run, yeah.
Or are they running off?
No, they're just going to the gallows right now.
Yeah. We don't... I mean, yeah, I'm sure he could keep up with them.
Yeah, if they took off, yeah.
He's helping me hit things with daggers at the moment.
Are we back at top of the order?
Everybody has moved in the order of battle, and Steve on the roof, you see it all now. The movement is fluid now as your compatriots in front of you really level the playing field, but then get overwhelmed again as the city guard slowly gets pushed back and it looks like now pretty thoroughly defeated, and the gallows now being in range of the gnolls and bandits approach there. Still a collection of city guard off to the left, not engaged.
And so these gnolls are picking up pieces of this guy.
Randy.
Yeah, it seems like they're going for the bits of Randy after he was drawn and quartered.
Hmm. Okay.
They just want to give him a proper celebration of...
I know, I'm sure it's wholesome. I'm sure it's totally cool and wholesome.
Once you try running Randy, you don't go back.
I'm going to send Stolas onto this guy right here. And then he's going to like do a little whoop. And then he's going to eat a dagger.
We'll fly by.
Stolas swoops down, giving you advantage via the help action.
15.
That hits.
All right. That is 16 damage.
16 damage will pierce this guy right through the chest plate.
Sweet.
He falls dead.
Tender.
Tender.
And then this guy gets dagger number two. Ugh. That is an eight. That's not good.
I'll take it.
Did we move off the guys that Caleb had already killed? Because I think...
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys are gone.
There's one pinky in front of you.
Caleb is facing, like, wave three.
This is the new wave that ran in.
Wagon Lancer in the green unitard. You guys... Yeah. Surely should have killed tights. Is still there throwing lances.
Yeah.
No, he's pegged to the ground. He can't go anywhere.
Yeah, he's gimpy. He's limpy.
It's, I think, Rook, your move, right?
Yeah. So old Pink Daisy over there.
Yeah.
I'm going to take two swipes at him again. First one is going to be a 13.
Yeah, you got anything to add to that?
That is. But I can take an inspiration.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. Yeah, you could. And I would.
That one's a 19.
Oh, man. So as your first hit just bounces off this guy's shield, glances off, you come in again and right through, deal damage.
Right. Well, I got two, right?
Yeah, so you'll be dealing one and then one again.
Yeah. So. And then my second one is a 24.
Okay, so the first hit glanced off, but now you have two piercing blows, so roll double damage.
I like narrating the inspiration rolls, too. I like that.
Inspiration's great, man. Use it, or not lose it, but it's like, it's not there to gain interest. Use it.
Yeah, so yeah.
My first one's a 9, so 6 plus 3, and then... My second one is a 8, so 17 damage.
Okay, well, he's trying to parry and deflect your blows, but to no avail. You are cutting right through armor into flesh. How do you do it, buddy?
I give him a nice poke in the eye with the right, and as I do that, I come up underneath and uppercut him right in the chin throat area.
And you have not let this guy off easy. Impaled twice through the face and skull, this guy lets out a shuddering scream and falls dead to the ground. Cobblestones now are beginning to trickle and collect with pools of blood.
Brandon, you moved, right?
Yeah. I'm going after this javelin dude who keeps fucking throwing at people.
Okay, and now it's my turn, right?
Maybe just outside. Yeah.
Those guys are both dead, right? The two closest to Steve on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I have four in front of me, right?
I almost imagine like those corpse collecting guys from the docks are literally removing them as we go on.
Okay, I'm going to take... I will take the guy on the right.
Do you guys know how many we've gone through now? It's insane.
I've killed like 8 people myself.
Are you guys making chalk marks? Kaito, have you got like chalk marks on your armor plate or something? Like little hash marks?
I haven't been keeping count. I'm in a blurry rage. And I all I'm doing is swinging and crying and freaking out.
Okay.
The guy on the right, I'm going to do my minus 5 plus 10 on 16.
Yeah, it hits.
Nice. So he gets a 10 plus 10 plus 5.
Oh, fuck. Jesus. Oh, man, you are not done eating toast this afternoon. You are buttering more cobblestones of whole plaza with jelly and jam right through this guy's midsection, and his torso does that little like wobble stagger.
Okay, and then I so he's still up?
Well, the bottom half of him.
Oh, okay. The next guy beside him, I'm gonna use my bonus attack.
Let's say this, we're now entering shocking territory.
It's 19 plus 5 for the attacker roll.
Fuck!
Yeah, dude, this is like the best night of rolls I've ever had.
This is incredible.
Yeah. So yeah, that hits.
And you're cleaving these guys in twain right through the belt line.
And then the damage on that second attack was 3 plus 5, so 8.
Got it. You now only have two foes standing next to you, Tata. And
wait, wouldn't I have only killed one of them?
You clove through both.
The first guy. Oh. Okay.
And
the
25 damage to the first guy.
yeah, but I thought the second guy only took 8 damage.
Every bandit is unique and sacred.
Okay. Oh, okay.
They're all snowflakes.
All right.
Individual. Exactly. Individual right. And variable in hit points. However, one thing they are not variable in is shock. And these two immediately start to, you can tell, take...
Attack of opportunity!
Take that kind of turning movement of fleeing Kaitoa, but we don't quite get that opportunity attack yet. Bellic, you're up.
Fuck. This kobold's still here, eh?
Yeah, no one's bothered to fight him.
Kaitoa just like, turned his back on him.
Like, skittering like, back and forth as people are just being exploded around.
I'm surprised he hasn't ran. Like,
yeah, I'm just going to attack this kobold.
Yeah.
Buddy,
that's a 22.
Nice. That's the ballsiest kobold ever. He's outnumbered by himself as dudes.
I respect him.
I just see
him with 13 damage with my glaive.
His ears quivering, like short on the ground, just watching people's bodies get ripped.
Yeah, man, you're gonna skewer this guy. How does it go down?
Oh, I kind of picture him running back and forth, and me noticing it. And putting my glaive down, so he runs, and he turns around, and then runs and decapitates himself on my glaive.
Like a close-up?
Yeah.
Like a close-line. there is a kobold cranium just rolling and bouncing across the cobblestones.
Awesome. Oh, Bellic is going to move up to where I just moved him.
Got it. Okay, gang. Finally, a cleared 30 to 60 foot area around Kaitoa and Rook and Bellic down on the Polb Plaza. You take Overwatch. Steve, you're still up there. The crowd retreats now. They've mostly left, though, but they retreat into the roads and alleyways, and if not, are pressing themselves up against the buildings away from the carnage. We're up to the end of the party's moves. Do you guys want to go one more round?
Yeah, one more round.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm done. Okay, let's go.
Then here we go. Kaitoa, you're going to take two hits from the brigands you've engaged with. The first one flubs, and under the momentum of his cudgel swing, stumble behind you. Oh, but the second deals you an 18 plus 2. That's 20 against AC. And he's going to come in with a devious 8 damage, halved.
Yeah, so 4. So I'm down to 19.
Yeah, and as you flinch, this other guy got right inside your construct defenses. Your friend, Bellic, and your other friend there, the half-orc, seem to be engaged with a large group to the center of this plaza. And this lancer in the hideous green unitard takes a shot at Rook. Oh, fuck, 17. That'll do it.
Oh, you dirty fucking Robin Hood.
And you know those lances have a nasty way of puncturing. 9 damage.
Puncturing little gnomes.
Okay. I'm actually...
No, you've got a reaction?
No, I can't. I don't think I get another spell slot until I take a long rest, so never mind.
Hey, Rob, please don't kill me. I see you measuring that shit up.
I think, Rook, I think you're a short rest too, because you're
the one spell slot.
Yeah. Oh. It's just like a warlock.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then I am gonna do my rebuke.
Your hellish rebuke.
Mm-hmm. To that fucker.
And well, pull that shit out, man. Old greeny, green tard here is,
green tard.
is within range. You want to do that shit?
Yeah.
All right.
He needs to make a dex save.
Okay. Two.
That's not going to work. So.
Okay, so he's taking your... This is where they start to, like, heat up and get a little bit fiery and not too pleasant.
Yeah, 2d10 of fire damage.
Ouchie. Did you roll 2d10?
Roll them.
Yeah.
No fuck.
Okay, first one's an 8. Second one's a 9.
Oh yeah, there's yeah, man. There's like a a remote flare that seems to pop inside this guy's armor, and you see smoke, and you hear sizzling, and this guy starts to fall to the ground in a fit, and you can tell clearly he's expired. There's just a tiny twinge of bacon in the air.
I'm hungry.
Nice. Smoked them.
More kobolds.
Who's hungry?
Rook, as you turn around and Stolas flies above you, your warlock friend is set upon by approximately half of these brigands and one remaining gnoll archer, while the rest set upon the remaining city guard and burst into the puppeteer's area, where children still scream and try to look for their parents. Right, still, man. A portion of the city guard looks on.
I gotta make an attack of opportunity on all five of those guys.
Okay.
Clockwise, starting from the bottom left.
The fellow on your, say, 9 o'clock?
Yeah, so that's a 17 plus 5, 22.
That is.
Didn't do much damage to him, just 4 damage to him.
Okay.
Next guy is a 12 plus 5, 17.
That hits.
And that's 8 damage to him.
Oh, that's gonna hurt him. What kind of damage are these fellows taking?
Slashing. They're with my glaive.
Okay.
Next guy.
This
takes...
fellow to your 2 o'clock?
Yep. Yeah, 14.
Does not hit.
Okay. What about 18?
You hit him.
He takes 11 damage.
Nice.
And the last guy, 14 plus 5, 19.
That hits.
He takes 6 damage.
Noel Archer in the back.
Yeah.
Wow. So even with your last flurry of wild glaive swooshes and whips, although you're dealing a lot of pretty grievous damage to these guys in front here, your last two foes you dispatch, and there's a gurgling and a spraying of already dealt wounds from this group that was engaged with the city guard. What does that mean, Beleg? Does that mean that the three who are not dead are still able to attack?
Yeah.
They can still attack me.
Okay, now you probably heard me pre-rolling.
Someone's getting hit.
But that's difficult. Okay, yeah. Here we go. 3 new d20s. Ha! Hey! Okay, I got a 16, a 13, and a 9.
Alright, one hits me.
Plus 2.
Still just one hits me.
The 16 hits you. Okay. 8 damage.
Ooh. Nice hit.
Shut up, Caleb. Not a nice hit.
And this hits you right in the ass.
Yeah, I felt it.
And you now jump briefly with like a girlish woo-hoo-hoo.
All right, I am officially down to 9 hit points.
Okay, guys.
He uses his bonus action to yell, I'm down to 9 hit points.
I'm not feeling very good.
Do you have any of that healing potion still?
Yeah, I've got 1 healing potion.
Top of the order.
We are at the top of the order, and as Bellic screams out for assistance, Steve on the roof, you and the owl are up. Stolas soaring high.
Stolas goes
soaring high. You know how I feel.
Messes with the dude over here. And then Steve will just do a little run over, and first dagger hits that guy, hopefully.
I like how Steve hasn't even touched the ground yet.
18?
18 will fly through his
defense. Oh shit, that is 19 damage to this dude.
Tight.
He's down. And right through, laser beam-esque.
And then, second dagger. There you go. 18.
That hits.
And that is 16 damage.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Bellic winks. He gives the point of the non-spellcasting finger to Steve.
I'll give you a thumbs up.
The group of brigands around you is being felled, Bellic. And Steve, your ammo there. Are you running low up there? How you doing?
I am down to 36.
36.
Okay, so you're in this for the long run. You're good.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I've still got plenty of bandolier.
Rook, you're up.
I'm gonna sheathe my swords and pull out my longbow and take aim at the final guy around Bellic there.
Okay, this fellow is the only one left standing around Bellic. Roll.
And that is an 18.
That hits.
Nice.
That's a 9 damage.
Oh, at a range of, very close range for a longbow. This thing whooshes past you, Bellic, just buries itself into this brigand's back.
Bellic puts his arms up, just like in celebration, like, I won!
I killed them up.
I did it!
I'm going to move myself closer to Bellic there. Sorry, Kaitella, but I feel like I need to be close to him to keep him safe there.
Alright.
He's Robin. Down to 9 hit points.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Robin, I'm hitting the gentleman to my right.
You have 2 gentlemen. Great gentlemen. Quite debonair.
Yeah.
In their rusty swords and armor. They seem unscathed, mostly. Take a hit.
Again, not using my reckless, because I'll use inspiration if I need to. Minus 5 plus 10. That's a 14 to attack.
Got anything to add to that?
I'll take my inspiration.
Do it! Yes! Yes!
Yeah!
That's a 13. So I will take...
With the modifiers, fuck.
I will take another inspiration.
Do it, man. Just hacking away.
I just see him looking at the head of Zach's like, no.
No, no, the other one.
The fuck is going on?
Oh, jeez. No. Not hitting.
This guy's buckler is shattered. All that's left is the leather strapping and his forearm attached to the strapping. There's nothing left of his buckler.
Yeah,
and
I could poke him.
There shuddering, and he is frightened.
Can I do intimidation?
I think you already have.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
With your expending of like 3 hard-earned inspiration points.
Yeah.
And turning his buckler into dust.
Okay.
And anybody who takes attack on him will have advantage.
Okay.
What else do you get to do, Kaito?
Well, if I move, I'm going to get hit. So I'm kind of just stuck here.
Okay, these last two brigands who encircle you, Kaitoa, are not long for this battle. As we mentioned before, they're going to limp away. They're trying to run away. You can take 2 free swipes.
Yeah.
And you'll take advantage on both of them. So roll like 2d20 on the guy on the left, and then 2d20 on the guy on the right.
The first one's definitely not hitting because I got a 6 and an 8 for my attack.
And I got a steam.
I know. I really am. And for the other guy, what do I got? 16. Oh, nat 20. Man.
Nice. Hey!
Okay.
Oh, one of them's dying.
Yeah. So that means I crit on that dude, right?
Yeah, man. You reach out. And at the full extent of the reach of your axe, you catch a whole lot of brigand.
So, Tomo, that means I get 2d12, right?
Yeah, you roll 2. Yeah, you roll an extra die.
14 plus 5, so 19 damage.
This guy is laid flat on the cobblestones here, and I'd say artistic fountain of blood erupts from his spine.
Anyways, one down.
Kaitoa, you have no foes around you, and the body pile is serious. Kaitoa.
Make it an athletics check to see if you can actually move
to climb over.
Rook, you're at the extremity of that body pile where you jumped into the fray, and Beleg, you're not looking great.
No,
but you are steps away from foes and steps away from your party.
Well,
come back to us.
No.
Take a potion.
Yeah, I drank that potion.
Yeah, man, be like Rook, just slam those things every 15 minutes.
I'm drinking you.
Is it a bonus action to take a potion or just a full action? Like, can it's I like take a potion and do an attack?
You could move, slam a potion, and attack, but you couldn't do much more than that. Your slam a potion would be like bonus an interaction, action. Minor action, bonus action.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'll slam a potion first then.
Odds or evens?
Odds.
And let's hope out that the master of Lantern has blessed this potion with extra potency.
That's a 14. That's
in your favor.
That is in my favor.
2d4 plus 4.
That's a 4. A 1. Alright, so 9.
You feel what has been described as this battlefield healing, and although it is not the most pleasant experience, Beleg, this is the first time you've slammed a healing potion, yeah?
Yep, yeah, I gave my last one to Grim.
Whoa, do you ever feel a second wind, man?
Alright, well, this fucker right here gets an Eldritch Blast.
Fucker.
I'm still getting used to that that feeling of the healing potion. And it goes wildly left.
your Eldritch Blast screams past this guy who seems to be fleeing from one of the, maybe like the city guards. Like the city, these master guards here. There's a knoll behind him that is yammering and yapping. What else, Bellic?
I am going to stay where I am and call it a turn. I don't care to retreat. They're close enough. I get those attack of opportunities.
Okay then, folks. As Stolas soars high above, and most of the crowd here, as much as they can, hidden and drifted away into the streets and the alleyways. You are evenly matched with several remaining foes. You're tightly packed down here in the Plaza of Polb. Steve, still on overwatch. And slowly, clouds roll in, and you guys start to feel raindrops plinking on the cobblestones and the armor and the dead bodies that litter your view. And that, my friends, is where we'll have to end it tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
My God, the body count.
Jesus, this is fucking nuts.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It's dozens.
Yeah, no, that was insane.
Yeah, what was the count there?
Awesome. Just the pile of butchery around your feet alone.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's just like a donut of fucking like carnage around you.
It's awesome that it ran out of steam at the end and I just like couldn't hit a thing. Like like, I'm just done. Like, just
spent.
I'm so done.
Hey, can we remember to loot the corpses this time?
Yeah.
Oh my. Get Tomo, if we're looting these corpses, there's poor Rob. You have to have quite the compendium.
Come on, I gotta delete these bodies. There's too many bodies.
They hide the gold in their bellies.
Mm-hmm. The brigands or whatever they. Was it the guy?
Oh, yeah. Kaitoa's figured that out. He's slashed into all those bellies.
It's just yes. Covered in gold.
They're full of chocolate.
Look at them spray the liquid chocolate.
That was awesome.
Oh, man.
Well,
smashy, smashy.
I love that we have to take Kaitoa to, like, a fucking... I don't know, like car wash or detailer after this. Yeah. Like,
I'm like
once again covered in blood.
There's.
I'm just picturing like all that rainbow car wash goop getting sprayed on Kaitoa and then rinsed off.
Yeah,
just like saying goodbye to him on one end as he goes on the conveyor belt and then pops out on the other end, nice and clean.
I'm so to how I like backpedaled breaking that door.
I like how that's what you're stoked on.
It's fucking termites, bro.
Oh.